From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. France says it has received new warnings of a possible terrorist attack by al-Qaeda based in the Arabian Peninsula. The French foreign minister says Saudi intelligence services informed him that information received in the last few days suggests an attack is envisioned on the European continent, notably France. It's been a deadly 24 hours in Pakistan's largest city, Karachi, where gunmen have killed at least 29 people. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports a contentious election appears to have triggered this latest upheaval.
Violence broke out Saturday night when gunmen opened fire in several parts of the city ahead of the election to determine who will succeed a prominent lawmaker who was murdered this summer. The killing of Rasa Haider triggered a spree of violence that left more than 100 people dead in August. The election to replace him is fast becoming an eerie replay. Police declined to say that the motives of these latest shootings were politically motivated, but Karachi has a history of ethnic and sectarian tension in which the battle for control of the city is often played out. The killings in Karachi generate fears that the violence could escalate and create a new crisis for the embattled government in Islamabad that is already grappling with a Taliban insurgency and costly reconstruction from the summer's floods. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The Philippines is in the crosshairs of a powerful typhoon. Typhoon Megi has sustained winds of 140 miles an hour and is expected to intensify before making landfall in the northern Philippines Monday morning. Housing Secretary Sean Donovan says a review of the process that may have led to improper foreclosures is underway. In a column on the Huffington Post website, Donovan says if problems are found, the Obama administration will respond with the full force of the law. Democrats and Republicans continue to argue about campaign finance after the White House suggested the U.S. Chamber of Commerce could be using foreign money to back Republican congressional candidates. As NPR's Kathy Lohr reports, the issue is heating up 2 weeks before the midterm elections.
Private groups are pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into GOP campaigns, but Republican strategist Liz Cheney said there's no evidence to prove accusations from the Obama administration that secret foreign money is being used in the campaigns.
What he's really doing is attempting to limit people's exercise of their First Amendment. I believe he's attempting to chill political speech. He's hoping that by making this allegation of illegality, that people will stop contributing.
Cheney made the comments on CBS's Face the Nation. Former chair of the Democratic National Committee, Howard Dean, said the public has a right to know if foreign money is being used to finance these campaigns. But under the law, groups not directly linked to political parties don't have to disclose that. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
And this is NPR News. Meghan McCain, the daughter of Republican Senator and former presidential nominee John McCain, says Delaware's GOP Senate candidate, Christine O'Donnell, is unfit to run for office.
It scares me for a lot of reasons, and I just know in my group of friends, it just turns people off because she's seen as a nut job.
McCain spoke on ABC's This Week. O'Donnell also appeared on the program and said the National Republican Senatorial Committee is not supporting her. Pope Benedict has canonized six new Roman Catholic saints, including Australia's first, Saint Mary MacKillop. The 19th century nun devoted her life to building schools and helping the poor in Australia. From Rome, the BBC's Duncan Kennedy reports MacKillop was once excommunicated from the church.
Saint Peter's Square was packed for what one pilgrim called this awesome event. Many were carrying the Australian flag, whilst others were wearing bush hats and brightly coloured scarves. Pope Benedict performed the Mass that included music and eulogies to Mary MacKillop's work as a champion of the poor. She died just over 100 years ago after a lifetime spent in the rural areas of southern Australia. At one point, Mary MacKillop was ordered to leave the Catholic Church after exposing a priest accused of molesting children.
The BBC's Duncan Kennedy in Rome. Soccer's international governing body says it will investigate allegations of fraud. Two FIFA executive committee members allegedly offered to sell their votes in the competition to host the World Cup in 2018 and 2022. London's Sunday Times newspaper says it secretly videoed conversations between the two FIFA executives and undercover journalists. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.